Good morning, and thanks for tuning in this morning. It's Cultural Continuum, our weekly rundown of things that are happening of cultural relevance in and around the Siouxland and Lakes regions. With me from Klinger Company is Amy Roth. Hello, Amy.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
And how are you?
I am well as well.
Let's swell. We begin with a couple of theater events. One is happening right here in Sioux City. Kicked off last week, Sioux City Community Theater is currently running Into the Woods. That'll be on stage through Sunday, July 28th. It's like a mishmash of all kinds of great fairy tales. Mm-hmm. Follows a baker and his wife who wish to have a child, Cinderella, who wishes to attend the King's Festival, and Jack, who wishes his cow would give milk, and others. Go to sctheater.org for more information.
And more theater, the Okoboji Summer Theater will be presenting Happily Ever After, running through just this Sunday, the 21st. Moments before her wedding, bride-to-be Francie barricades herself in the church nursery, convinced that she'll have a fairy tale ending with another man.
And the Mid-American Museum of Aviation and Transportation is hosting an open house, and it's going to honor the 30th anniversary of Flight 232. That will be this morning from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m., so this morning and afternoon and early evening. The event will take a look back to July 19th, 1989, when the United Airlines Flight 232 crash-landed right here at the Sioux Gateway Airport. If you'd like more information, you can go to MAMAT's Facebook page, Mid-America Museum of Aviation and Transportation.
And the Downtown Live Summer Concert Series continues tonight with Nebraska band Remedy Drive. That'll start at 6 p.m. on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. This is an alternative rock band, and they've released a dozen albums in the span of two decades. For more information, visit downtownlivesc.org.
That is the second to last Downtown Live, I believe. Going on to tonight, beginning at 6:30, at Makerspace Sioux City, they're holding demonstrations on Celtic wire braiding. That'll be again tonight at 6:30 at Makerspace Sioux City. Participants will learn the art of manipulating wire and beads to create their own bracelets. Go to makerspacesiouxcity.org for more.
Very cool. Morningside College will be hosting the children's play Snow White and the Missing Dwarves, and that is tonight at 7, and also tomorrow at 10 a.m. And that'll be at the Klinger Neal Theater. The story follows Snow White as she returns to the forest to find all but one of her dwarves are missing.
Unity in the Community is hosting their annual block party. That'll be tomorrow morning, beginning at 11 o'clock at the Dale Street Park. That's with the splash pad down there. The goal of the gathering is to continue to build positive relationships between citizens and law enforcement. You can find out more by going to sioux-city.org.
And the ACLU will be hosting the Rights for All training, and that's tomorrow, beginning at 2 at the Sioux City Public Library. The Rights for All campaign is focused on moving presidential candidates to better on our core civil liberties and civil rights issues to be better. Apologize.
That's okay. Vanguard Arts is hosting the first annual Rivercade Comedy Contest. That will be tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. The contest will have two categories in which you can participate. One is for Best Original Stand-Up Routine, and the other is for Best Joke. I think there's four or five different comedians competing in that event. Yeah. So that's tomorrow at Vanguard Arts.
Movies in the Park continues with the screening of Incredibles 2, and that's tomorrow the 20th, and that'll start at 9 p.m. at Grandview Park Bandshell. The Incredibles take on a new mission to stop the screen slaver and bring supers out of hiding.
The 100th season of the Sioux City Municipal Band comes to a close on Sunday at 7:30 at the Grandview Park Bandshell. The final concert of the season will include works of Holst, John Philip Sousa, I bet it's the planets because of the whole moon landing thing, I'm thinking. John Philip Sousa and a couple of tavern favorites. Go to Sioux City Municipal Band and their Facebook page.
Heard that several years while my kids were in band, the planets.
Oh.
The Sioux City Public Museum will be presenting a discussion on the book The War of the Saints on Tuesday. That is July 23rd. And in the book, a holy icon of Saint Barbara of Thunder, bound for a museum exhibition, comes to life and disappears within the city.
The Northwest Iowa Group Sierra Club will be hosting a screening and discussion of the film Frogs, The Thin Green Line. That'll be Tuesday evening at 6:30 in the basement of the First Unitarian Church. It's a documentary which follows a scientist's efforts to save populations of frogs.
It is not the Frogs sci-fi movie starring Sam Elliott, which appeared on Comet last weekend.
I better check my DVR. Hopefully I recorded that. So this is a documentary on frogs.
Wayne State College is hosting a film and discussion night on Tuesday the 23rd, starting at 7, and that's at the South Sioux City College Center. Dr. Mike White will screen and lead discussion on the 2017 film Lady Bird.
Okaboji Summer Theater is presenting their next event, which is the musical Beehive. That will kick off Tuesday, July 23rd, run through Sunday, July 28th. Features songs such as Me and Bobby McGee, Son of a Preacher Man, and Be My Baby. Beehive recalls the days of miniskirts, transistor radios, and flower power.
It's a great man. Show. Yeah, it's a great show if you haven't seen it. Orange City Arts will be presenting the Orange City Community Band on Wednesday the 24th, and that'll begin at 7 at Windmill Park. The local band plays favorites from movies and patriotic staples with their own personal touch.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you would like to submit, you can do that really easily on our website at kwyt.org. Just click on the community events icon there, and you can just submit an event from right there. You can also email stuff to us at kwytpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of Dylan Ferguson, who writes this stuff down for us, and my co-host Amy Roth, I'm Steve Smith. Thanks for tuning in to Cultural Continuum, leaving you with music from The Incredibles.